Nat Morley, thanks for joining us on Moreland's Radio. You've just made, or in the last month, I should say, you made the move from Newcastle Town to Kidsgrove Athletic. What made you want to make the journey across the borough of Newcastle under Lyne?
Well, I was looking for a new challenge. The gaffer got in touch with me. We had a chat, and the chairman was there as well. And the project and what's going to happen at the club going forward just really excited me. And yeah, I wanted to get on board.
What were your first impressions of the club when you went over? Obviously, you've played at Kidsgrove before, but as an opposition player for Newcastle.
Going to the club, honestly, I felt so welcome. And Scott and the chairman there, top class blokes. And yeah, just made me feel really welcome.
And when we speak to Mick Fitzjohn, the chairman, and Scott Dundas, obviously, the aim for the club this season is to push for the playoffs. They've been just outside it last couple of seasons, finishing 10th and 8th. Can you make the step up and get into the playoffs this season?
I really think so. We've got a great, great group of lads, great ability within the team. And yeah, that's the plan on everyone's minds at the club, is we want to be pushing for the playoffs this year.
How have the first two pre-season friendlies gone? Because you've drawn with Stoke 0-0 and you've beat Whitchurch Allport 3-1 within 24 hours of each other.
Yeah, it's tough on the legs. But overall, it's been a good performance. Both games have been good, and happy that we can get the goals against Whitchurch and get a win. But like I said, both games, we're gelling. We're just starting to find our way with each other. And I think it's gone very well.
Scored your first goal in the blue of Kidsgrove on Saturday at Whitchurch. You must be pleased to have got off the marquee for your new club, even if it isn't a pre-season friendly.
Yeah, buzzing, to be honest. It's something that I want to bring to the club. I want to bring goals and assists, and yeah, to get one as soon as I can was the aim. And yeah, so I'm very happy to get it in the second game.
Got Abbeyleton on Tuesday night, but looking ahead really to the big one for the club on Saturday. It's always the landmark pre-season friendly for Kidsgrove, and it was for your old club Newcastle, and that's the visit of Port Vale. You must be looking forward to playing against them, because they always send a first teamer. If it's not the first team, it's a very strong side.
Yeah, definitely. Always bring a good side, and yeah, up for the challenge, and that's what we want. We want to see how we do fare against the higher clubs, and it'll be a good challenge for us and a good test. So yeah, looking very forward to that.
Do the players enjoy playing the professional football league clubs in pre-season to give themselves that workout? Because I know all the fans enjoy it. The club enjoys it, whatever club you are, because of the revenue aspect. But what about the players?
I'd say it's always enjoyable. Yeah, like you said, we're always up for the challenge, and it's always good to see like the ability wise of the higher clubs, and then to kind of put ourselves toe to toe against them and see how we fare. And like we have seen in the past, that we do end up doing some good things, creating some good plays and some good attacks, which only gives us confidence. Like at the end of the day, we know we go into it being the underdogs, but even to get off some good bits of play and just to have that bit of confidence boost that we can do it against bigger sides then goes well going into the season.
On Thursday, all eyes will be on social media at 2 o'clock. The league have just announced the fixtures will be out that time on Thursday. Anyone in particular you're looking forward to playing, or is it you know you've got to play everyone home and away, so it gives whoever you play in what order?
Yeah, no, I'm just buzzing to get going in the league and hopefully can do something good this year. But yeah, no, I've not got any team in particular, but overall just buzzing to be back playing.
What about the derbies, Leek, Hanley, Newcastle? You nip down, you've got down Staffordshire, you've got Chasetown and Hensford as well.
Yeah, we've got quite a few kind of local ones, yeah, so they'll always be a good battle and a good test. So yeah, just hopefully we can pick up as many points as we can in all the games that we play.